four-wheel car made out of iron. That they would roll it where the mixer was, and they'd dump it in the mixer, and they would dry it and make sugar out of it. And the syrup now, they would make syrup. They wouldn't boil it quite as hard, they'd boil it as syrup, so it'd be syrup. And they had barrels made out of wood, you know, wooden barrels. And they would put that syrup in barrels. And the sugar, well, they would put the sugar in barrels.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of those little things that they would let the sugar set in?
Yeah, well, they had, we would say, in that house, they had about 50 of them.
51.
50 of them troughs that I tell you that it was.
Yeah.
About 18 foot long and
that was something.
And then a nigger used to get in there with a shovel, you know, and pick that sugar up and put it in that car and roll it and dump it in the mix, and the fella downstairs used to drive. That was upstairs, they had that, and downstairs, all that stuff used to work by gravity, you know, just going up
and
down.
And you would work 18 hours?
18 hours for $45 a month.
That's a long time.
I worked 11 winters then. From I was 15 years old until I was,
What's that out here?
That's a frog.
Yeah. What kind of frog?
That's a little green frog, you know. And I worked there, and I started working there. I used to sweep under the mill when I started there. And when I left there, I was assistant engineer. So I had one man over me when I left there. And of course, when I left there, I went to work, then I was getting $125 a month. I could do anything in the sugar house when I left there.
They've taken down most of the sugar houses now, haven't they?
No, we don't have hardly any no more. In other words, you could, in the days when I was, until I was about 35 years old, you could go anywhere you hadn't found a sugar house. Every plantation had one. They said Mr. Lemon had a big sugar house. Sonoma had a sugar house. I mean, every plantation. I guess from here to Napoleonville, they had maybe 25, 30 sugar mills. Well, now there ain't but three. From here to here.
Well, when you went to the store, I guess things came packaged different than they do now, didn't they?
Well, there was nothing in pack.
Everything.
In other words, just like I told you about the butter, you went there and he had that butter in a tub, in that bucket, what I tell you, that made out of wood. And he'd go there, and if you wanted a pound or half a pound, whatever you want, well, he'd go in there with a scoop and get it out. Sugar, he'd go with a scoop and get it out. Or rice in a scoop and give you whatever amount you wanted. Meat, well, shoulder meat, but he'd cut the piece that you want. And
everything was sold. It wasn't prepackaged, it was sold.
It was sold, it was in bulk, you know, when he came at the store. Man bought. Now wine came in a barrel, in 52-gallon barrel, and the man went there and bought a bottle of wine. Well, he brought his bottle there or whatever he want to put it in, and they poured it from the barrel into his bottle.
Huh?
And gin, whiskey, all that. You, of course, some of it used to come in bottle, whiskey and gin, but a lot of it used to come in barrel.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a...
Fruit. I bought bananas a bunch for 75 cents in my life. I mean a whole big bunch. I don't know how many dozen they had.
Complete with tarantulas.
75 cents, right.
Well
then they had what you call a fruit man, used to pass around, you know?
Yeah.
With oranges and bananas and all kind of fruit stuff, they pass and sell that.
But nowadays you, well,